Welcome to your daily devotional, July 2nd. Let the Lord judge. 1 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 12. Let the Lord judge between you and me, and let the Lord avenge me on you, but my hand shall not be against you. King Saul had become so jealous of David and his popularity and calling that he had fallen into a murderous rage against David. In 1 Samuel chapter 24, Saul was pursuing David in the wilderness of En-Gedi in order to kill him. God delivers Saul into the hands of David as a test, and although it may have been tempting for David to kill Saul, as David's servants encouraged him to do, David refrains. Instead, David secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe and held it as evidence that he could have done more damage in this, but had instead shown mercy and restraint. Saul then relents from his murderous rage, but only for a short while. Two chapters later in the book, Saul is back to his irrationally mad behavior. Let us first learn from the behavior of King Saul. He hated David without a cause, knowing that David was more righteous than he. Instead of seeking the same righteousness from the same God, he becomes ragingly jealous of David. Some people are like this, and they go into the rage. It is uncontrolled anger within them, often stemming from something or someone other than the object of the rage. This sin ruled over King Saul, and though he was shown great mercy and kindness, he persisted in his sinful ways. Saul either failed to take his emotions and premeditated actions to God, or he ignored the divine warnings. Let us also learn from the behavior of David, who was one day destined to become king in Israel. He was willing to let matters reside in the hand and good pleasure of the Lord God. Sooner or later, God would deal with the situation. God would keep his promise in his own time. David did not return evil for evil, but he returned good for evil. This is something our Lord Jesus did for you and I, who by virtue of our sin natures are naturally evil. The Bible says that in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 11. Some disdain his kindness after the manner of Saul, but the wise love Jesus for his goodness and salvational sacrifice. David was ready to give place to the Lord to avenge, according to the perfect precepts of the law, which the Apostle Paul expounded this way. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.